So this poor college student boarded her plane, and the wicked witch of a stewardess informed her that her dear hamster wasn't allowed to accompany her. Something bogus about not wanting rats on the jet, spreading black plague, or frightening the other passengers. She explained to this corporate lackey that her cute little rodent wasn't a rat, it was a hamster, and furthermore, it was a service animal. Just a few days prior, a woman had been denied boarding with her service animal, a peacock. She too was quite distraught when the airline revised its policy pretty much right there in the boarding area, disallowing peacocks from flying in the friendly skies. Probably figured peacocks could fly by themselves with a little encouragement. The hamster, though, not going to grow wings, and so when the airline personnel barred the cute little bugger from taking its seat, the owner asked what was she supposed to do with Mickey, and was advised she could flush it in the nearest toilet. Now, if you were the kind of fragile personality that needed a rodent for emotional support, just saying, telling you to go flush your support rat might just push you to the edge of a tall precipice. We are emotionally vulnerable people these dark days of the empire, and if we need something warmer than a teddy bear or a blankie for comfort, I, for one, certainly understand. There are days when I can barely open up a newspaper without fearing for my sanity. Today, in fact, the president, blocking the Democrats' answer to the Nunes memo, defending his assistant chief of staff who, despite beating his wife, supposedly did a fine job, or defending this abuser's boss who knew about this months ago, but also put out a statement. Oh, hell, it goes on and on. And if I had a service animal, maybe a cute little wolverine or a school of piranhas, I might have an easier time coping with a reality that seems to be slipping out from under me hour by hour. And if I needed to fly someplace, maybe to a country that still held democratic values to be admirable, I'd want to take my support group with me. Is that so hard to understand? I'd keep them in a fishbowl or on a leash, whatever the jerk airline companies demanded. And don't give me that crap about my fellow passengers complaining about wolverine bites or allergies or whatever whiny belly aching they dream up. We all need a friend in these troubled times, and I know I wouldn't mind flying with their service animals. Might actually liven up the trip.